Alga Boy Jackson. Written by Mudraru. And read by Kirk Page. Balga and Kylie Jackson were two skinny, long-legged brown kids appearing here, there, and everywhere as they tried to make the country town of Shiloh into their patch of turf. That day, they stood in the middle of the black strip of the Perth-Narrogin Road that raced away from them in both directions. Their bare feet felt the rough pebbles beneath as their toes overlapped the macadam to spread in the soft dust of the road edge. They stared to the right where Narrogin was, but imagined nothing about that town. The road itself was simply the southeastern boundary of their territory. They sprang about and skipped along the turnoff that eventually became the main street. On their left was the street that led to the hospital, where their mum had been put once when she had taken sick. That day stayed in their minds because she had been very restless and went to the outdoor lavatory a number of times. In the early afternoon, she took to her big bed, then in the late afternoon, told them to run to the hospital to tell them she was very sick and to send the ambulance. It came and took her away. Being alone didn't alarm Kylie or Balga, except the night was a bit scary. Next day, they went to see her and found their mum in the tent next to the hospital, which was for the native people. Fortunately, she was only there for a day and came back to look after them. She didn't say much about her sickness, and of course, being kids, they didn't ask her. The two children didn't like school at all, and often wagged it, not caring if anyone knew or not. They even ran right past the school buildings located on both sides of the street, throwing their freedom in the face of any that saw them. On the right was the pre-primary school, which had been okay for Balga, except for a run-in with the teachers. But when they had crossed the street to enter first class, they had been placed right at the back with some other native kids. The teacher never asked them any questions and hardly glanced their way, so they wagged school whenever they felt like it. No one seemed to care if they attended or not, except for the school inspector. If they stayed away for too many days, he arrived to protest to their mother.